This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Bulls are off and running, and Dan and Jason Bernstein are here to keep you up to date with the Stampede. You're listening to Organizations Win Championships.
Welcome to episode number 73 of Organizations Win Championships, an Odyssey Sports podcast. Dan Bernstein, Jason Bernstein, our producer James Jackson. And that is a wrap on the Bulls season. That's it since we last talked, and they go out with a whimper and not a bang, losing 112-91 and finishing up the season
ninth.
This has been the whole year, 39-43 and ninth in the East. They pretty much locked themselves into that early, and that's where they stayed. But I have to say, going out the way they went out, I know they're out of dudes. But that was an
was Miami.
That was an embarrassment.
I thought it was going to be close. I didn't know who was going to win that game. You thought it was going to be a blowout, and you were right, sadly, for the first time in your life. Well, not really. I don't know if it's that sad, because I feel like it was somewhat expected for them to not make the playoffs. It's just they got destroyed. They got killed. They kept it connected for a little bit from time to time, from quarter to quarter, and then Miami just decided to kick them into the curb, and Bulls didn't know what to do about it. Like, all they did was cried instead of trying to make three-point shots.
I know Andre Drummond was on one leg. They had other guys who were beat up. Alex Caruso is probably out of gas with whatever his various injuries were. That was one of his absolute worst games that I've seen him play in I don't know how long. To see Alex Caruso finish a minus 33 is remarkable. Is remarkable from him. But I'll tell you what bugged me the most is
not playing Javonte enough. I love him.
I know you love Javonte.
Do you think they'll re-sign him?
I don't know. Let's see. I think a lot is about to happen, which we're going to get to between. I think that's the last of their concerns right now. I think he'll be there for them if they want him. But what really bugged me about this game was the way that Eric Spoelstra showed a fairly simple strategy early in the game, and the adjustments just never came. And he ran bodies at DeMar, and he ran blitzes on the ball screens. He ran flash doubles from different places, but it was simple. It was we always go back to what Joe Mazzulla said during a timeout a couple years ago. What was it? With DeMar, you've got to show him bodies. You can't show him gaps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty simple what they did. And you know what came up in this game? Something that we talked about. Their inability to pass quickly enough out of a double team.
Not necessarily even out of the double team, pass quickly, and not even the decision to pass quickly, but to literally move the ball at a higher velocity.
Correct.
They don't zip the ball around with any assertiveness, and it's really annoying. I feel like a lot of the Euro dudes are much better at it. Even OB, when he was healthy and playing, when he passed the ball, he meant it. Like he would really zip it in there, but it just looks lazy. And when you add all these passes up, when you have to pass out of double teams and the defense is rotating, you have to rotate the ball, and so you have to pass with a little bit of aggressiveness.
Watch these other playoff teams,
and that split second of time that you get from quicker passes can be the difference of 3 points on multiple possessions, which therefore could be the difference in a game, especially when it gets to the nitty gritty and when the best teams are going to be competing against each other. That's the type of stuff that's going to separate the contenders from the actual champions. And I think this is going to be a great playoffs, and I'm kind of happy the Bulls aren't in it because I don't have to be invested.
I will also mention the Bulls' composure.
Terrible.
In this game as just something that was unfortunate. I think they started to get the body language was bad after there weren't a couple fouls called. And just my anecdotal observation here, referees are letting these playoff teams play. That there have not been a lot of ticky-tack whistles for the most part. There is some contact. There's some physical play going on. The Bulls need to adjust. They need to play over it. And I saw twice DeMar do his flippy flop, lie on the floor and say, where's my call, instead of tearing ass back on defense. And I saw Vooch do it too. I saw Vooch complain. And rather than complaining, I would have preferred that they actually got back on defense. And they didn't. This was an embarrassing way to go out that in some ways was emblematic of their entire season. And it's too bad. The good news is... The good news is that, judging words alone, and I did have someone reach out to me shortly after AK got done speaking and asked my opinion. And my opinion was, I really liked his words. And I hope there are actions that are commensurate with those words.
AK basically said, we can't have the same team year after year and expect different results. And so that sounds to me like they're going to shake things up when it comes to the construction of this roster, regardless of who is gone and what is done, whether they re-sign DeMar. They did offer him a 2-year contract worth $40 million a season or something.
That's one report. We don't know exactly. That was something
fine. But whether DeMar is going to stay on the team, whether Vooch is going to stay on the team, whether Zach is going to stay on the team, et cetera, Patrick's also a free agent. It's nice to know that there are some options available other than sticking with the same group. Going into next season, regardless of whether they're any better, I would rather them be worse or better than what they are right now, because it's just... this middle ground is really it's really tough to survive, where you're not going to make any noise in the playoffs if you do get through the play-in, but you're not bad enough to get the first overall pick. So if they're crappy enough next year to get the first overall pick, fine. If they're good enough to be a fourth or fifth seed next year, fine. It's just I'm just done with whatever experiment this competitiveness was, and I'd rather see something a little bit more. I would rather see them take a direction, whether that's rebuilding or trying to do anything they can to win now. I'd rather see them rebuild because I think it's more likely, but we'll see. I'm just glad that they're hopefully going to do something.
So I found it notable that AK had notes in front of him, that for his initial comments, this is the first time I remember him reading from a script.
God, you're such a nerd.
I remember stuff like that's important.
I know, but the fact that you caught that
it meant that those words mattered to him. He put a lot of thought into it. He said he takes full responsibility. He said, I'm thinking about winning. That's why I'm here. I'm not here to stay in the middle. The formula that came up 3 years ago, I thought it was working until a couple injuries. We're going to have to find these answers in the offseason. Obviously, the results are not where we want it. I totally get it, and it's on me to figure it out. It does sound like they are sticking with Billy Donovan, but there are going to be some tweaks to the staff that we're going to get to in a second. But when I hear him say that, there's a couple things that I expect now. First of all, I hope everything is on the table. Re-signing DeRozan, not re-signing DeRozan. Trading Zach LaVine for scraps. You are not going to... market value for him is bad.
Don't care.
It's bad.
But I'd rather them... if they keep him, I don't know what to do, because I feel like with him this season, I don't even know if they would be a play-in team.
The most important lesson that was learned this year
is that Zach makes them worse.
Is that Coby White is good. Io's
and
good.
Coby White makes the team better. Io makes the team better. Zach doesn't. And I do think it's, I do understand AK's reasoning about injuries, specifically Lonzo, but it is.
Maybe we're done with that now. Maybe we're done with pining for the return of Lonzo
right,
Ball.
Correct. But that's exactly what I'm saying, is that he hasn't been playing for 2 years. So I just think that in 2 years, you should make some sort of adjustment to the team instead of just carrying on with what you have. And so finally, it seems like he wants to do something, regardless of whether Lonzo Ball even attempts to come back or not.
He said, I got to do my job better, did Karnišovas. It's my responsibility. This program is my responsibility. He said he has total confidence in the front office. He said, I'm going to look at the totality of this group regarding the roster. This group hasn't worked. There's a lot of great things in certain individual players and a lot of young guys that took a step forward, and it's positive. But in totality, as a group, it didn't work. So I'm going to have to find these answers in the offseason. Right.
So when it comes to the young guys that took a step forward, so we're thinking Coby, Io, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would give Phillips a little bit of credit for the time that he played. I think he'll stick around. There's no reason why he wouldn't.
No, right? Incomplete, but what I saw was generally positive.
I really like Phillips. I think he can be something. I still don't know about Dalen, so I'm not gonna give him the benefit of the doubt here. Young guys took a step forward.
An old guy took a step forward this year in Drummond.
Well, yeah, but I would also say DeMar.
Let Drummond get money elsewhere and via.
I don't
Columbios.
Know what they're going to do with Caruso. I think the guys that you want to really keep around are going to be Coby, Io, Phillips,
Patrick.
Kind of Pat. I don't know about Patrick.
But you don't have to do anything. He's restricted.
Yeah.
But if he gets an offer, tell him to shop himself around.
Fine. Yes. Patrick would be. Yes, I would.
You can match any offer.
You can welcome, if Patrick were to come back to the team, that'd be fine. It's just I'm so unsure about it, and I'm just kind of done with the uncertainty. I don't like it. I'd rather, if he sucks, fine. If he's really good, fine. I just rather him not. I'm done with the middling between the Kawhi Leonard and the plus size Wesley Matthews.
I'm done with him breaking my heart. I can decide, and I'm not going to invest a lot of emotion.
But he might have a couple really good games early in the season, and then he'll either get hurt or start to suck again. So it doesn't matter if you invest. He'll make you invest somehow because he is talented.
And you'll make fun of me for falling for it again.
Yes, and then something will happen, and it'll all suck. But regardless.
No doom spiraling. You were doing well.
I was having a good episode.
No doom spiraling. It's okay. This is good. What right, AK yeah. is
this
come
is
on.
Good.
This is good. Good. That the guy in charge.
I'm also very tired. I played golf.
I know. The guy in charge said it hasn't.
I've been
worked.
Playing some great golf lately, if any of you guys
no
care.
No one cares. No one cares. But this is positive stuff. Now, when DeMar kicked the door open about going elsewhere, he made it very clear about his desire to win at this stage.
Yeah,
of his career.
He's a Hall of Famer. He hasn't had much playoff success at all in his career, and he wants to do something.
And he had a good year.
He had a really good year.
He played really, really well.
I don't know where would he go? Like, where does he fit?
Here's the thing. If they offer him 2 years, $80 million.
It's hard to say no.
But see, I don't think I would offer him that. I think I would encourage him to go find
as
a winner.
As a person, I would say on a personal level, because he deserves to seek a championship. Go ring chasing. He's made the money. And also, for the sake of the team, I love DeMar. But if you're going to pick a direction, if you're going to pick a side, and he's not going to be the guy anymore, then I don't think it would be good for either. I don't think it'd be good for either side to have him back, to be honest. And I'm rooting for him, and I would like to see him do well. I just really don't know what this team is going to look like next year other than Kobe and Io. I think Caruso, there's a
chance. I don't think Vucevic is going anywhere,
sadly,
because he is in decline. Although we did see him.
He had a good game against Atlanta.
Well, Atlanta didn't guard anybody.
Yeah.
It's easy to.
His touch got better later. If Vuce is going to be here, I just don't know what they do because I don't like Vuce at the five, but he's too slow to play the four in today's NBA. So it's really hard to.
You nailed it.
It's really hard to decide what to do with him.
You nailed it.
And I don't think he's too much of a pedigree to voluntarily go to the second unit, which is something that I don't think would be bad for the team. I think he could be a second unit killer because then he can go in and score in the mid range. Then he can get buckets against the other second unit team, and he can he can handle a second unit big. I just don't.
They haven't developed anyone to take that job,
right? And I would like to see a more athletic five in the starting role, regardless of whether they're a better. I don't care if they're a better shooter. Well, I mean, yes, I do. Vuce shot, 28% from three?
He's bad.
I feel like it's kind of difficult to shoot 28% from three in today's NBA with as open as Vucevic was. And when you're facing a center every game, I would say where the average is going to be Jonas Valanciunas or something like that, where they're really skilled and they can do a lot. It's really tough to
Jakob Poeltl.
Right.
You're going to see every night.
I almost said Miles Turner, but I love him. He's above average.
I agree. And he's also a particularly bad matchup.
I love him.
I know you do.
I love Miles Turner's game.
There's a lot of
I think they need more athleticism in that starting lineup from their big men, from the guys that are 6'10 plus.
Oh, they need athleticism across the
board. That's why it brings the question, do they re-sign Javonte? And this is serious. This isn't just OWC bullshit where I know there's plenty of that. And yes, we love Javonte. I love Javonte, but it begs the question
It causes us to ask the question. Begging the question is a logical fallacy. Don't poke me.
Just did.
The question means you're trying to make your point with facts that are still being debated. It's a logical fallacy.
I don't care.
All right.
Do the Bulls bring back Javonte Green? Excuse me.
All right. Can we table the do they bring back Javonte Green?
No.
Yes, because they
do. That's important.
Look, they need athleticism across the board from every position.
That's why I'm saying
what bugs me and what actually is a little scary, they're free agent signings. And granted, they weren't working with a lot of cap space, they weren't making a big splash. But I don't think it's too much to ask, and I don't think it's unfair to point out that they were down how many players due to injury, and neither Javon Carter nor Torrey Craig made an appreciable difference in the most important games of the year.
Not at all.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
At the very least, when you make those signings, I know you didn't spend a lot of money, but at the very least, when you've targeted
Craig has been in the finals before.
And he wasn't on the floor.
Pretty much at all.
Wasn't on the
floor. And when I look at the guys that are two-way contracts, Henry Drell is 6'9". He's taller than Torrey Craig. He weighs a lot less. But that one, strength is something you can work on. And two, he really did show flashes of being... He's a willing defender. He's a good shooter. He can use both hands, and he's not a bad passer.
He's got to get stronger.
He's got it. That's the one thing. He's got to get stronger. But that's a possibility for, I think there's a chance that Henry Drell could be, do you think he could be on a standard NBA contract next
season? Sure. I think there's a chance.
I think if Terry Taylor was on a standard NBA contract for 75 games or whatever it was, which is ridiculous. I think that Henry Drell can be on a standard NBA contract, because I think he's a better player.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th.
Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So let's look now at the changes that have been made to the Bulls coaching staff. As we understand it, Casey Johnson and others have reported this. Chris Fleming was fired. So Fleming, who is essentially for a while the offensive coordinator, is not going to return to the organization. That was an organizational decision. He's been fired. I'm told it was Maurice Cheeks' decision to pursue a different role. He's going to take on something other than being the old guy on the bench.
That's fine.
And it looks like Josh Longstaff might be Billy's new right hand. Longstaff has been essentially de facto defensive coordinator. Now, I'm told that, and take this for whatever you think it means, Longstaff and Zach LaVine were not exactly close.
Because he's a defensive guy. It makes a lot of sense because LaVine didn't want to play defense. So Longstaff probably got on his ass.
So promoting Longstaff is a further indication that Zach is not going to be here.
Thank God.
The question is what they're going to get.
Zach played 15 games anyway, and the one game he did score a lot of points, he had zero assists and lost to Detroit. Get him out of here.
I also wonder if Chris Fleming's altercation
with John Collins.
Yeah. Because I remember saying at the time, and we talked about it at the time, you can't do that.
Correct. You can't do that. And two, I can't think of John Collins anymore without thinking of Anthony Edwards.
I know. What a year for John Collins.
Yeah, I feel bad for that dude. It's just. He kind of got his career ruined. I cannot think of John Collins, solid big man, very athletic, and not a terrible defender. He's a good power NBA power forward. And to be honest, that the type of player that the Bulls could use. However, just that dunk by Edwards. Ugh, and man, did he look good the other day.
Oh, they look terrific.
They could win it all.
They look terrific.
They could legitimately win it all. Edwards is a problem. He's a 1A. He's a superstar. He really is. He can do everything. He's fast, he's strong. He's like if Derrick Rose was 6'6" and a better three-point shooter and defender.
All right,
he's coked up 2011 Derrick Rose.
Don't say that. You don't mean that.
No, but fine. 2011 Derrick Rose on growth hormones and steroids.
Don't say that either. Starting a team, do you take Edwards or do you take SGA?
Between the two of them, I can't take Luka.
No.
Edwards.
Okay.
Yeah, he's more dominant. As consistent as SGA is, there's just something about Edwards' athleticism. Shea is very quick, but it's the athleticism that is just. He's got a little Jordan in him.
Well, because somebody asked me the other day, because put Brunson in the conversation, and I like Brunson.
Brunson's great, but he's not.
He can't. He just can't do what those guys can do. I love watching all of the subterfuge.
I think the Knicks have a chance of going far in the playoffs with Brunson as their best player? Yeah, just because of the defense they play. Yeah. Josh Hart is playing 48 minutes a game and he's scoring. He's averaging like 20 and 15 in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, but Jalen Brunson, I don't think is the best player on a champion.
2004 Detroit. I mean that was like Bill Upson, Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince.
But
that's
the exception that proves the rule. When you have a top seven guy, when every one of your starting five is a top seven at his position or a top 10 at his position, some top fives, but all, let's just say all top 10. That's a different way to skin a cat, but that's tougher to do. And certainly in modern day and age, you can't pay everybody. You can't have that. You can't keep them happy. You can't pay everybody.
It does suck that Randall is out for them, but I don't know. I think DiVincenzo is better than people think. I think Brunson's really good. I think Hartenstein's tough. I think Deuce McBride is a really good scorer.
Mm-hmm.
He's quick.
When the one aspect of his game that people question was his shooting.
Deuce McBride?
For a while.
Yeah, he can shoot.
Yes, he can.
And they have Bojan as well. I think Mitchell Robinson's healthy, even though he never is. I don't know. I don't think there's a reason why they can't make it far in the East playoffs, because I think it's going to be really good playoffs. And I do think Boston is the best team in the East, but who knows?
All right, before we move on to the showdown, let's talk a little bit about where Billy Donovan is now, because he appears to be rock solid in the minds of this Fine. Current regime. I don't think Billy Donovan is going anywhere.
And I am totally okay with that.
Okay.
I think when you look at the development, do I think that some of this could be a product of Zach LaVine being hurt? Yes. However, I do respect Donovan's ability to develop people especially this season. Kobe, Io, Caruso was much
shooting.
I mean, could that be Peter Patton? Yeah, but I just think Caruso was really good. Drummond's second coming. I think Billy did a lot with very little with this season with the roster that he had. And Julian Phillips got better every game that he played. Even to get DeMar to do what he did, I know he played a lot of minutes, but for him to say, you know what, I'm going to pass the ball a little bit more. And I'm gonna take more threes than I ever have than I usually do in my career.
He took three threes a game. Is that what we asked?
Yep. And he shot it at 33%. Like, he would make one of three every game. That is, and to see that from him, I'm very, very pleased. And so I think if you give him more athleticism and more, I don't want to say talent, because that would just sound so condescending. But they need more talent. They do. If they had more raw athleticism and more talent, whether it's from free agency, through Zach LaVine trade, or through the draft, or whatever they decide to do, if not all three of those things, I think Billy has 100% earned the right to stay. They were way above their expected win-loss record. And above in a season in a season without Zach LaVine,
a lot of injuries.
And I think Billy Donovan did a pretty damn good job this year. And I think people hate him. I don't. I think he deserves another shot. I think with a good enough team, he can compete for something meaningful.
Some of the postseason awards are coming out, and we're presuming that Alex Caruso, in playing the 71 games and getting over that 65 game threshold, that he again will be first team all defense. By the way, he shot 408 from three. Io 403. That's pretty.
But the thing is, Io, it was just Io late in the season because he started taking more of them. He was just draining everything.
Now, DeMar. Yeah, DeMar might be clutch player of the. I don't even know what that means. I don't care.
But sucks for Kobe White.
I
think he should have won. Is Tyrese Maxey the better player?
Yes,
100%. Did Tyrese Maxey make a bigger jump than Kobe White? Not at all. I'm pretty sure he averaged. I don't know exactly what his averages were, but I think his efficiency went down this season compared to last year.
I think Kobe White's greater distance of improvement.
Correct. Yep. And Kobe White built himself into a fringe all-star player. And I think that, who knows? I hope he keeps getting better. We'll see.
If there's another level.
If he can turn into what Tyrese Maxey is, like that level.
He's never going to be that quick. I will say, he got in his bag. Kobe got in with Kobe, some of those dribble moves.
Tyrese Maxey is slightly more springy.
Maybe faster end-to-end.
No. I think they're very similar end-to-end. I just think Tyrese Maxey is a little bit more bounce. And the thing about Tyrese Maxey is he's what, 6'1", 6'2"?
Kobe's 6'5".
6'5". You think he's a lot smaller than that just because of the way he plays? He's 6'5", moving the way he does. He's tough to guard. So if he takes another step up, regardless of if it's scoring or passing the ball or defense or anything, really, I don't care. I'm just excited for his future. And we'll see what happens.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
And that brings us to the organizations win championships showdown. This began as the college showdown, but now we're sort of running out of guys for college. We got to wait till next year when the rosters turn over a little bit. So I will start. Can you tell me, now that we're in the playoffs, Jason Bernstein, now that we are in the playoffs, who are the top five active leaders?
LeBron.
Yes, he's number one. In career playoff triple doubles.
LeBron.
LeBron is number one.
Westbrook.
Westbrook is third. LeBron has 28. Westbrook is third with 12.
Jokic.
Jokic is second with 17.
Luka.
Luka, no, just missed
it. Ooh, six.
Luka is tied for six with, he said three. The group of three, I'll give you.
No. Just want to get four and five.
Okay.
So I got one, two, and three. You're saying active leaders?
Active.
Draymond Green?
Four with 10.
Yes.
Very, very, very good.
It's not KD, is it?
It is not KD.
I didn't think so. All right, don't give me
KD's
any hints.
KD's had two.
I don't want any hints. Tatum?
No, Tatum's had one.
All right. Ooh, this is good. Oh, I'm an idiot. Giannis. Gotta be.
No.
No?
Giannis has had three.
Wow.
This guy's had four.
All right, that doesn't do me anything. It's not Sabonis. He hasn't played in the playoffs long enough.
No. He gets double machine.
It's not going to be Halliburton. I totally thought I had it with Giannis if it wasn't.
I know you thought you had it, but you didn't.
Oh, screw off. Jimmy?
Nope. Jimmy's got three.
So I've got all the three with three.
No, there's three more with three.
Oh, okay. Kawhi? Is he another one with the three?
Kawhi has not had one.
Paul George.
Paul George has one.
Hard.
Really, I don't think so.
It's active leaders.
Yeah.
I'll ask one question. Is he on a playoff team right now?
Is he on a playoff team
when he's currently playing? Like he's currently playing. Is he
yes.
on a... He is. For sure.
Yes.
Okay. Not going to be Kyrie Irving. Anthony Davis?
Nope. Nope.
It's not Jamal Murray, is it?
Jamal Murray has one. It is not Jamal Murray.
It's not, is it Donovan Mitchell? No.
Nope.
Definitely not D. Mitch.
Nope. Think old.
Yeah, true. I do have to think older.
Yep.
It's not Steph.
No, Steph has three.
Yeah. Clay?
Nope. All right. We're out of time.
No, we're not.
Yeah, Jay.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
James Harden.
Ah.
Harden,
I kind of forgot he exists.
I know.
I'm not mad that I didn't get that because I hate James Harden.
The others with three. Ben Simmons.
Wow.
And Chris Paul. Durant has two, and the group with one is Paul George, Drew Holiday, Victor Oladipo, Marcus Smart, Devin Booker, Jamal Murray, Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, and Ja Morant.
I'm kind of happy I didn't get James Harden because I don't like him.
Although
I hate Trae Young more. Apparently, the Bulls, I saw like
Vegas, I know.
Like second highest odds of land Trae Young.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
No, thank you. All right, your question.
Oh, so I was just going to say, can you name the only two Australian players ever to play for the Bulls?
The only two Australian? Chris Ancy.
Who? No.
Yeah, he's Australian.
Who?
Luke Longley.
Chris Ancy?
Chris Anstey. He played for the Bulls, didn't he?
Never heard.
Yes. He's Australian.
Australian, yes.
Yeah.
Played for the Blazers. Oh, he did. For a very brief period of time. So three. Good one.
Woohoo!
God.
Longley, Chris Anstey, and another Australian player.
Yeah.
Is he good?
No.
Bad.
Yeah.
So, a bad... bad. Oh! Not Lou Amundsen.
No, but okay, he kind of looks like him. You're on the
yes,
right track.
Yes.
Damn it.
Right.
Wow. That's yes. Great. That's crazy.
Who am I thinking of? Give me his initials.
CB.
CB.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Cameron Bairstow.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Pretty good there.
That's good.
Not bad. All right. Well, that'll do it.
Tired.
That I know you are. That is
my eyes itch. I hit a bunker shot today, and it just
you got sand in your eyes.
The wind was in my face, and I just got so much sand all over my body.
Where'd the ball go?
Oh, I thinned it. It went
over. You sculled it.
It went. It got out of the. Wait, did it get out of the bunker?
No,
it was
cares.
The one that hit the
nobody
lip
cares.
And bounced
nobody
backwards,
cares.
And then
nobody
I put
cares.
It to 30
nobody
yards.
Cares.
That cares. Was one of the.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. This has been OWC 73. Rate it, like it, subscribe, and say nice things. And
happy Passover to those who celebrate.
Yes, that is.